The women resemble schoolgirls with gangly limbs, ruddy cheeks, plaited flaxen hair. They walk holding hands. Yet the older of the two is pregnant. Her unborn baby rides high and round, and the younger woman's left foot scratches a path through the leaves. She seems comfortable with her limp, accustomed to it. A child darts before them, chasing leaves that swirl at her feet. Her dark hair, tied back in a scant tail, whips behind her. She stumbles, catches herself.
"More?" she calls out. "Mommy!"
Then she points at a bird perched high on a leafless branch, its plump breast berry-like against the low sky. The older woman hesitates before she recalls the bird's name. A robin. The bird is a robin. Soon it will fly south for the winter. It is too cold here in Maine.
Mendetta ica cold? But it is not cold.
The child's words are malformed. She is not yet three.
Ica for Denmark, the woman says. Not for Denmark. And certainly not for you, but you are not a robin.
The robin jerks its head to the side, then back, before it takes flight.
The robin was looking at you,
the child says to the woman with the limp, not her mother.
He wanted to know your name.
I'm Master Marin, little Sonna. Aunt Marin, have you already forgotten?
Yes.
The child laughs and sprints forward. Her laugh is discordant, but the wind carries the sound away, and the woman, Marin, is grateful.
Sonna reminds me of you when you were small, the child's mother says to Marin.
Do you recall what father called you? Naphalium, remember? That plant known at home as life everlasting. You were so full of life. Marin stops walking.
What is it, Marin?
Don't go back to Denmark, Sara. Stay here with me. Please. Your marriage is ending, you know that. And with Mordor's death, there's little keeping you. And I can help you. We'll help each other.
Sara frees her hand from Marin's grip.
Father is still in Denmark. And I told you before, I don't need your help.
Yes. Father, Marin says.
She reaches toward a plant and runs her index finger along a scar on the fleshy rhizome of the plant.
Solomon's seal.
This plant's name is Solomon's seal. See the mark here? It resembles the seal of King Solomon, the Star of David, the symbol Solomon used to cast away demons, summon angels.
Sara lifts Marin's hand from the stalk and turns Marin toward her.
Tell me what's wrong, Sara says. This isn't about me. Why did you ask us to come?
You said you were leaving Denmark to start a new life, but now you want to bring your life in Denmark with you here?
I want you here, and Sonna, and your new baby,
Marin says.
But why? What is wrong?
Is it something about father?
Don't tell father.
Don't tell father what, Marin?
I'm pregnant, too.
More,
the little girl calls out.
Lob after my more?
Sonna runs down the path. Trampled leaves cling to her scarf and hair.
Chase after me, Mommy.
You are pregnant?
Sara says. But she looks at her daughter and the gray sky and the leaves.
Don't be angry with me, Marin says.
But Sara interrupts.
I didn't even know you knew about such things.
She is fondling her own hands as her eyes search Sonna's hands, but Sonna's hands are a blur.
You're so young, Marin. Maybe you're mistaken.